This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Four people die and two sustain injuries in fire incident in Jeep at Taplejung district this morning. National Planning Commission estimates 21 trillion rupees needed to achieve sustainable development goals in Nepal. And U.S. aid cuts strain response to health crisis worldwide. Now the news in detail. Four passengers have lost lives and two others were injured when a jeep going from Taplejung district headquarters Phungling to visit Pathibara temple caught fire this morning. According to the Taplejung district police, a Bolero vehicle suddenly caught fire at Sewara Chowk Phungling municipality 10. According to the District Police Office Information Officer Vivek Basnet, the initial investigation revealed that a wire from an electric pole fell on the road at around 5 this morning and the vehicle caught fire when it got caught into the wire. The identities of deceased in the fire are yet to be revealed and the injured are receiving treatment at the district hospital. Further investigation into the incident is underway and the fire has been completely brought under control. The National Planning Commission, NPC, has said that investment of 21.165 trillion rupees is required for the country to implement the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Unveiling its report, Sustainable Development Goals Need Identification, Cost Estimation and Fiscal Strategy 2081 BS in Kathmandu yesterday, the National Planning Commission said on average 3.0 to 3 billion rupees is required annually from 2024 to 2030 to implement the global goals for development. Of the total estimated cost, the highest portion is needed for the implementation of Goal 9, which is about industry innovations and infrastructure development. This sector is estimated to cost 24% of the total investment, while 12% is required for the Goal 7, which is about clean energy. Similarly, 11% is warranted for poverty alleviation specified in the Goal 1. Launching the report, National Planning Commission Vice Chair Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari said they were trying to identify needs to achieve the goals and the resources needed to meet them. Meanwhile, the Commission has submitted its report to the Finance Ministry on policy and programmatic discussions regarding the preparation of the upcoming fiscal year's budget. Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission, Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari, handed over the report to Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel at the ministry yesterday. Receiving the report, Finance Minister Paudel said that the overall indicators of the economy are gradually becoming positive as a result of policy level, legal and structural reforms in recent days. Minister Paudel said that the economy is improving and the upcoming fiscal year's budget will be focused on building a robust economy. Vice Chairperson Professor Dr. Adhikari said the report was prepared to facilitate the process of preparing a new budget and stated that the projects should be prioritized and reprioritized based on budget availability by being within the limit of the budget. The Kathmandu Valley yesterday witnessed separate demonstrations held by the Confederation of Nepalese Teachers and the other by the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP. The vehicular movement in the valley was affected due to the traffic congestion caused by the demonstrations. Both protests centered on Maithigarh to New Baneshwar areas, leading to alterations in traffic flow. These changes in the traffic routes caused major congestion on the diverted roads, creating severe inconvenience for commuters. Teachers from across the country have been gathering in the capital for the past 19 days to participate in the ongoing demonstrations. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairperson Rajendra Lingdon, leader Buddhiman Tamang and Chief Whip Ganendra Bahadur Shahi and other leaders were arrested yesterday. Nepal police spokesperson Dinesh Kumar Acharya said three leaders were apprehended while demonstrating in the prohibited area and were released yesterday itself. A Himalayan dialogue is being organized as a preparation for the Sagarmatha Sambad to be hosted by Nepal government from the 16th to the 18th of May. The issues of children and marginalized groups of Karnali will be raised in the Himalayan dialogue to be held at Kalunga of Jumla on the 22nd and 23rd of April. In coordination with the Sagarmatha Sambad Secretariat, the Himalayan Dialogue is being organized in collaboration with development partners including Save the Children, Youth Alliance for Environment and Karnali Integrated Rural Development and Research Center. It will provide a platform for marginalized children, youth and mountain communities to share experiences, express their special needs and advocate for child-sensitive climate solutions. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has met with participants of the two Nepal Best Reality Shows Mero Dance Universe and Mero Voice Universe Season 2 yesterday. On the occasion, the Prime Minister applauded the talents of 23 participants from various countries. The participants of Nepali origin were selected for the two events through auditions. The Prime Minister said there will be the contributions of participants in making the Nepali art, literature, culture and dance further lively. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has said there is no bar for the former president or vice president to come back to politics. Talking to the media persons at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, the Maoist Center chair said constitutional laws and international tradition also did not stop the former president and vice president from returning to politics. Leader Dahal said a meeting between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and himself on Saturday focused on concluding the peace process. Chairperson Dahal clarified that there was no difference of opinion among the three political parties for strengthening the Federal Democratic Republic. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The United States slashing foreign aids risks piling pressure on already acute humanitarian crisis across the globe, also warning against withdrawing from the UN agency. The APF cited the WHO's regional director for the Eastern Mediterranean, Hanan Balki, as saying the WHO with its partners have a significant role in sustaining healthcare systems, rehabilitation of healthcare systems, emergency medical team training and dispatching pre-placement of trauma kits. Director Balki further said that the funding cuts will likely hinder the ability to continue delivering robust aid to communities in desperate need of care. She also cited the ongoing conflicts in Gaza, Sudan and Yemen as areas where healthcare institutions and aid programs were already under pressure before the funding shakes up. Since taking office in January, President Donald Trump has effectively frozen foreign aid funding, moved to dismantle the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and other programs, and announced plans to leave the WHO. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and at one or two places of hilly regions of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 4 people die and 2 sustain injuries in fire incident in jeep at Taplejung district this morning. National Planning Commission estimates 21 trillion rupees needed to achieve sustainable development goals in Nepal. And US aid cuts strain response to health crisis worldwide. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.